Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Tonight we will be celebrating and remembering St. Matthew, apostle and evangelist, and it is very fitting that we have a baptism this evening, since at the end of Matthew we have the Great Commission passage, go and make disciples of all nations, how? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that God would richly bless us tonight as we hear His Word and receive His gifts. The order of our service will be a little bit different tonight. Our opening hymn, as we heard in the prelude, Today Your Mercy Calls Us, 9:15. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of baptism. We're not going to do the bottles with the kids tonight. We're just going to do the service as it is in the hymnal. That's on page 268 and following. And then, following the baptism, we'll follow Responsive Prayer 2. It's just a little bit of an expanded devotional service. Responsive Prayer 2, and that's on page 285. We'll direct you to that, and we'll follow the outline of that service through the end. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gifts that You shower down upon us. The gifts of life, the gifts of family and friends, the gift above all gifts, Jesus, whose life, death, and resurrection has won for us the forgiveness of sins. We thank You that You distribute Your gifts here through word and sacrament. Help us all to celebrate the baptism tonight and to remember our own baptism, where we return each and every day, drowning and dying with all of our sins and passions and evil lusts, and rising forth a new creation, ready to serve You. Heavenly Father, bless us tonight as we gather, worship, and pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 950. for the order of holy baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as His own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. How is your son named?
Xander Orin Ridley.
Xander, receive the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Xander according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From ancient times, the Church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Xander as sponsors in the Christian faith? If so, answer, yes, with the help of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with His grace, fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that He might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to Me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And He took them up in His arms, put His hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We pray now the prayer that our Lord and Savior Jesus has taught us to pray together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth, and even forevermore.
Amen.
On our baptism insert, we have a Bible passage. It's a passage that we memorized in Luther's Small Catechism, Titus 3, verse 5. He saved us. He is God. God does the saving. We're on the receiving end. He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. Little Xander's not going to be able to give a speech. He's not going to be able to tell us how much he loves Jesus or his mom and dad or anything like that. He's a tiny baby, dependent upon mom and dad for everything. It's the way we are spiritually. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ comes to us. And this is what happens in the baptismal font. Good Friday and Easter are delivered here. God delivers the deliverance. Thanks be to God. At this time, we will all, sponsors, parents, congregation, answer and speak on behalf of the gifts that God bestows in and through holy baptism. Xander Gidley, do you renounce the devil? Yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Xander Gidley, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Dad? That's all right. No, you don't need to give him up for too long. All right. Hey, buddy. All right. This is Xander right here. He wants to be on the air. Can you hook that for me? Thank you. All right. Ready for this big guy? Xander Gidley, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be never brought to the first coming, that you may meet them with joy and enter with them into the very peace of the Lamb, this evening, which shall have no end.
In whom baptism in God the Father, as made you a member of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us all the treasures of heaven, the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we may, whom by fear and word receive His gifts, and proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into the glorious light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, We thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Xander the new birth in holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Xander, peace be with you.
Amen.
You can blow that out, but don't leave yet. All right, we have a couple of gifts that we want to share at this point in time. We'll get some pictures after the service for the sponsors. Baptism certificate. We have a medallion. And this medallion is a baptismal shell, which is an ancient Christian symbol for baptism. Xander will always be Xander, but as of tonight, he has a new identity. As he has been baptized, see those little three little droplets there, into the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And, oh, there's a box for the candle. We have a remembrance book, not only a remembrance for tonight, but an opportunity to be able to teach Xander all the gifts that God bestows in and through baptism. You're welcome. You're welcome. I don't know if you saw that or not, but he immediately reached for my microphone. Something that others here probably wish they could do, but didn't have the courage to do so. Our service will continue now with responsive prayer 2. On page 285, responsive prayer 2 on page 285, please stand as you're able. O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the festival of St. Matthew is from Ezekiel, chapters 2 and 3. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me. And behold, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me. And it had writing on the front and on the back. And there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. And he said to me, Son of man, eat whatever you find here. Eat this scroll and go. Speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he gave me this scroll to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly with this scroll that I give you. And fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many peoples of foreign speech and a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely if I sent you to such, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me. Because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery, harder than flint, have I made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you, receive in your heart, and hear with your ears. And go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, When he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean? That he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, Follow me. And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, Why does your teacher eat with the tax collectors and sinners? When he heard it, he said, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Our service continues with the office hymn, By All Your Saints in Warfare, 518. This evening we sing verses 1, 25, and 3, 518.
Thank you. our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that will be served for the basis of the sermon for today is from our Gospel reading from Matthew. Please be seated. Sickness, whether it be something minor, like the common cold, all the way to major things, like cancer, we live in a world full of sickness. And most of the time when we get sick, we know we are sick because we experience symptoms. Symptoms which are both bad and good. We all know why symptoms are bad. They're not pleasant. It's no fun to have a high temperature, a sore throat, or a runny nose. But the good thing about those symptoms is that they tell us that we're sick. They tell us we're not well. They tell you you probably have the common cold. Sickness. The only thing worse than being sick and having symptoms is to be sick and have no symptoms. There are diseases out there, diseases you can get that have no symptoms. And these diseases are often called by modern medical science as silent killers. Because people can go for years having these sicknesses and never know it. And people can die from these diseases, never knowing they were sick in the first place. Sickness. Today in our text, Jesus and His disciples were eating with some sick people. And these people, they weren't sick with some kind of physical ailment, but these people were spiritually sick. And everyone knew they were spiritually sick too because of their symptoms. They had symptoms so horrible that they had earned for themselves the title of sinner. These people were social outcasts, social lepers. It probably would have been just as bad for Jesus to have actually just been eating with people who actually were sick with the disease of leprosy. And this is why the Pharisees today are amazed that Jesus is eating with these people. In fact, they're probably more than amazed. They're probably outraged. And they can't believe He would do this. And so, as they always do, the Pharisees ask Jesus why. Why is He eating with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answers. He says, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Jesus, He came to heal the sick, not the healthy. He didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. The people inside the house with Jesus, they knew they were sinners. They knew they were spiritually sick, and so did everybody else. But the Pharisees thought there was nothing wrong with them. They thought they were righteous. In fact, most of the people thought the same thing. They were the teachers of the law, the spiritual leaders of the people. And yet Jesus tells these spiritual leaders that they need to go back to seminary. They need to go back to school. They need to go learn what this means when God said, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." You see, what the Pharisees didn't understand was that the sacrificial system given to Moses by God was not a checklist of things to do to make yourself righteous, but it was there to remind the people of their sin and their need for God and His mercy. And these Pharisees, they needed God's mercy. Because the truth was, they were sick. Just as sick as those people with whom Jesus was eating and drinking. Those Pharisees were not righteous, but they were sick with the sin of self-righteousness. And self-righteousness, it is a silent killer. It's not a silent killer because those who are self-righteous don't have any sins, actual sins of thought word indeed, but the sin of self-righteousness blinds us to the underlying problem that all men face. It blinds us to the fact that all men are born into sin, born with original sin. As the psalmist says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Self-righteousness, it's a silent killer, and it is one of the most dangerous sins a man can face. For unlike other sins, self-righteousness tries to cover up the symptoms of sin. It tries to make us blind to the fact that we are sinners. And it is so appealing too, because we don't want to face what it really means to be a sinner. Sinner, it's kind of a word we throw around all the time and use. Sometimes we use it so much we forget what being a sinner really means. It's easy to tell someone, "Oh, I'm a sinner." It's a little harder to tell someone, "Oh, I'm an addict. I'm an adulterer. I'm a thief. I'm a liar. You can't trust me. I'm lazy. I don't take care of my children. I don't love my parents, and so often I'm angry at them and hate them." Sin. To be a sinner is kind of like having an embarrassing health condition. You don't want anyone else to know about it, especially not your doctor. And in the case of sin, you don't want anyone else to know about it, especially not your pastor. We don't like to face our sin because our sin, it's embarrassing. It's demeaning. It's humiliating. Sin. You can try and hide it from others. You can try and hide it from yourself. But nothing is hidden from God. For the author of Hebrews tells us, "No creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eye of Him to whom we must give an account." No matter how hard you might try to hide your sin, He still sees. And Jesus has for us today the same words He has for those sinners, even for Matthew back then. Repent. Now, if you're listening to our text for today, that word didn't show up. But Luke, in Luke's Gospel, we are given this same account, and he adds for us two very important words. From Luke, we learned that Jesus says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Repent. That is God's word for us today. Repent. Repent of your sins and believe the gospel. For Jesus did not come to condemn you, but He came to show you mercy. Repent, for He came down to earth to be our great physician, to heal us, to forgive us of all our weaknesses, of all our sins. Repent, for He came not so that you might die in your sin, but He came so that He might die in your place. Repent, for Jesus came. He came and died on the cross where His body was broken. His body was broken so that we might be made whole. Today we celebrate St. Matthew, the apostle and evangelist. And like all saints, he is an example for us. An example of the power of Jesus' love and Jesus' mercy. For while Matthew was still a great sinner, while he was a tax collector, Jesus called him. He didn't just call him to be a disciple. He called him to be one of His 12 apostles. And Matthew, Jesus called him to follow Him. He called him to follow Him throughout His earthly ministry. And Jesus called Matthew. He called him to not just eat with Him at His house, but Jesus invited him to His own house, invited him to that upper room on that night when He was betrayed, and invited him to a feast of heavenly splendor. And Jesus called Matthew after His resurrection He called Matthew and told him to go and make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that He had commanded. And the Holy Spirit used Matthew to fulfill, to do just that, by inspiring Matthew to write down His holy word. His holy word, which still today continues to call us to repentance and faith. His holy word by which today we, poor sinners, are called, are chosen to be God's people. Just as Jesus called Matthew, just as Jesus chose Matthew, so also He has chosen you. For in our baptism, Jesus called us, formerly lost sinners, to be His chosen people. In our baptism, He washed us and cleansed us from the stain, from the sickness of sin, and made us His chosen people. And that's just what happened here today. Matthew, God, Jesus, called Xander. He drowned the old evil Adam within Him and raised up a new creation. He made Xander a child of God. He made him His own child, one whom He had chosen. And Jesus continues to drown that old and sick evil Adam within us today, just as He did with Matthew. For we Christians lead a life of repentance, a life continually repenting of our sins, a life continually receiving Christ's mercy. Mercy given in Jesus' words of absolution. When we confess our sins and receive Christ's absolution, we are doing nothing other than being taught to obey all that God has commanded us. We are being formed like clay in the potter's hand to God's chosen people. And just as Jesus ate and drank with Matthew when He was with those tax collectors and sinners, and just as Jesus ate and drank with Matthew on that night when He was betrayed, so also does Jesus eat and drink with us today. For Jesus, our host, invites us to His house, to His table, to His feast, a feast of the finest fare, a feast of His body and blood, wherein He cleanses us from our sickness, from our sin. And He strengthens our faith, and He makes us whole. Self-righteousness, it's a silent killer. Like all other sin, it kills and it leaves us weak and in need of a physician. And Jesus, our great physician, is exactly what we need. Jesus, our great physician, is exactly what we get. For Jesus gave us His Word through the Apostle Matthew. His Word which continually calls us to repentance. Calls us from our sin of self-righteousness and calls us to faith and creates in us faith. And just like He did with Matthew, just like He did with Xander, Jesus heals us of our sin through His Word, through baptism, and through His most holy supper, and gives us new life, life that will last unto eternity, where we will live forever. We will live a life forever without any sickness. We will live a life forever without any sin. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.
This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who saves sinners like Matthew, like us, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. We begin with the versicles, middle of page 286. Middle of page 286. Please stand. Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my heart be here.
In the day of my trouble, I call upon you. Hide your face from my sins. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Cast me not away from your presence. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Because your steadfast love is better than life. For you have been my help. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart. May all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and bear them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
O Son of God, our blessed Savior Jesus Christ, you called Matthew, the tax collector, to be an apostle and evangelist. Through his faithful and inspired witness, grant that we also may follow you, leaving behind all covetous desires and love of riches. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You this day for Your gift of mercy, loving us while we were yet sinners. We thank You for calling us to faith at the baptismal font. And Heavenly Father, we thank You for our baptism, and especially this night for the baptism of Xander. Heavenly Father, bless him, his parents, his extended family. May Christ, crucified and risen, be at the heart, core, and soul of all they say and do. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, You are the great physician of body and soul. You chasten and You heal. We thank You for healing us from our greatest sickness, the sickness of sin. We lay before You this day all who are sick or suffering, and we beg for Your mercy for bodily healing. For the grandchild of Gary and Myrna Heckman, for our member Raleigh Victor, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Heavenly Father, if it be Your good and gracious will, grant healing for their affliction and grace as they struggle. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, You and You alone are the Lord of life. We thank You for all the blessings that You showered down upon Betty Kieselhorst during her earthly life, who we laid to rest this Monday. And Heavenly Father, we ask now that You would reach out Your hand of love and peace and comfort to all those who mourn her passing. Heavenly Father, teach us to number our days and to cling to the One who is the resurrection and the life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we thank You for the blessings that You shower down upon Your church. We ask You to keep us faithful to Your Word. Help us to be bold proclaimers of the truth in season and out. Heavenly Father, we ask a special measure of Your grace upon Dr. Allman as he considers the call to be Associate Pastor, Director of Music in Houston. Bless the family as they travel there this week. And Heavenly Father, if it be Your good and gracious will, lead Dr. Allman to accept this call and to continue serving You in Your kingdom. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We pray together.
I thank You, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, Your dear Son, that You have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that You would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into Your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let Your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our closing hymn, number 730, What is the World to Me? 730. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Just a couple of quick announcements. If you didn't get the news and notes from this last week, they're on the back row, back shelf there. All the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. Pastor Marundi is on vacation this week, and Vicar and I are holding down the fort. Bible study tomorrow. Lifelight study of Hebrews continues. That's at 1 o'clock. Also, we have the big family fun night Friday evening, and I think that starts at 5 and they serve until 6:15 or 6:30. So check the details out in the news and notes. That's always a big event. Lots of people, lots of kids, lots of games, and lots of fun for the family. So check that out on Friday evening. Disney's sitting back at his table back there. He's got a fundraiser coming up, so appreciate some help and support for Disney and his efforts in that respect. Vicar, anything else? Okay, Summary of Christian Doctrine. Okay, we started a new Summary of Christian Doctrine class this last Sunday, and we'll continue that. It's an opportunity to find out a little more about what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. That's at 9:30 in room 109. 9:30 in room 109. Okay. I think that's all. Have a great day and week in the good news of Jesus. Good evening.